Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So today I thought I'd start our week off with Jesus's prayer in John 17. And it's the entire chapter, but I thought it was well worth reading to start our week off with. John 17, verse 1. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that Scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world anymore, any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. From them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. So there's so much in Jesus's prayer. And I'll have to tell you, this morning I woke up and I was doing some of my reading, and then I also went on to X and was looking at news feeds and whatnot, and it really just depressed me. People are so lost. Our world is so messed up that it really just hit me hard. And then I read chapter 17. I read Jesus' prayer when I was just trying to find some scriptures to use for this morning's prayer. And what I really recognize is how much Jesus loved us. And he prayed for you and me. He was praying for his disciples, but then he also prayed for us. And he prayed for protection for us. He didn't pray for the whole world. He prayed for us. the ones that were given to him. I take that and really just think about praying for the ones that I love, the ones that have been given to me, and those that have been given to you. So let's go to God in prayer, and let's lift up the nation that we've been given into, and also the ones that we've been blessed with to have in our lives. Holy Father, we come before you, seeking you out, so grateful that in these troubling times, these challenging times, we can turn to you and know that you hear us, that you want us, you encourage us to talk to you. And we see with Jesus's prayer the ability to just be real, to share the heart, to share our passions, our pleas. And Lord, I come before you seeking out your mercy upon our loved ones. We love them so much. We care about them. And I just pray, Father, that they would have joy, the joy of you, of knowing you, that our sons and daughters, our grandchildren, our brothers and sisters, our parents, our nieces and nephews, and all of our loved ones, Father, I just lift them up to you and pray for your joy to be upon them. Your Holy Spirit, I pray that you would be in their lives, working mighty miracles for those who are sick, for those who are struggling, for those who are financially devastated. I just pray for all of those worries, those issues. I just pray you'd meet them and help them, to hold them close, to heal those shortcomings, those illnesses. Oh, Lord God, it's such a drain on people's spirits and energy when they are focused or afraid for their health, for their finances, for their relationships. I just pray, Father, I pray, Holy Spirit, for you to be in those places with them, for you to comfort them and heal them where they need the healing, to bless them with prosperity where they need the blessing, to heal broken relationships. Holy Lord, oh God, be with the ones we love. Protect them, I pray, in Jesus' name. I pray, Holy Spirit, for you to be with them and hold them close and be a fence, a hedge about them. Keep them safe. Comfort their hearts and their minds. We love them so much, Father God. We just pray you watch over them. Take care of them. For the addictions, for the anger, for the broken relationships, we pray. We pray for healing upon all of them and protection in your name. Protect them from the evil one, I pray, Lord God. And I pray, Lord, for this nation. I'm not praying for every nation. I'm praying for our nations. And I ask, Lord, that you would just move in a mighty way. Restore the United States. Restore our lands to love you and to be focused on you again, and to stand as that light on a hill, to stand for what's right, not what the world says is right, but what you say is right, Father God. Our leadership who is compromised, our leadership who is operating under fear for so many different reasons, I just pray you'd give them strength. I pray for those bureaucrats to be removed who are doing damage, and that the people to be represented, Lord. Father God, be with this nation, be with the people, and may you be honored and glorified by who we are. And lastly, Father, I ask for our relationship with you to continue to grow and flourish. I pray that we would be great sons and daughters of yours, that the world, we know the world doesn't like us because we're of you. Give us the words, give us the ability, Holy Spirit, move in us to represent you, to live for you, to be courageous for you, to understand what that means too. Because you've given us so much and I don't think we understand what it really means. I know I don't. So open our hearts and our minds to the power we have in you, the life we have in you. I pray for your joy to be upon our families, to be upon us and your nation. I just thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.